At the top of the show, as of today, Michigan's ban on same-sex marriages remains in place. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Bernard Friedman chose to hold a trial in February in the case in which a lesbian couple from Hazel Park is seeking to overturn the state's laws that prohibit same-sex couples from marrying and entering into joint adoptions. Here in Ingham County, Judge Friedman's announcement left many same-sex couples jilted at the courthouse in Mason as they were expecting him to overturn the marriage ban and pave the way for them to be legally married. Joining us by phone is Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram, who was prepared to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples yesterday. Thanks for joining us, Barb.
Thank you so much for having me.
What was the scene like at the courthouse in Mason yesterday afternoon?
You know, yesterday afternoon we started the day full of hope and love that our state would finally be a state of equality. And we finished that day the same way. Even though our hearts broke for our LGBT friends, family, and neighbors, we still are full of hope and love.
Yesterday aside, what has the interest level been like at your office these past few days or weeks?
Oh, I have been contacted by many couples over the past few weeks. And in fact, I had over 20 couples ready to be married if given the opportunity yesterday. So there's a lot of interest in our state finally recognizing that all people are equal and we shouldn't have any second-class citizens in our state.
When did that interest start to pick up?
Oh, I think it started to pick up about a month ago. Maybe a little bit earlier when they started contacting my office, but quite frankly, the interest has been there for quite some time because, you know, we realize that all people should be treated equally in our state.
Attorney General Bill Schuette sent a letter yesterday afternoon to all the clerks prohibiting you from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples, even if the law were struck down. What did you make of that?
Well, what I made of that was that that was pure Schuette on duty politics, and the Attorney General does not make law. He interprets law, and it is my job to make sure that I follow the law, and I was prepared to do that.
I want to ask a more technical legal question involving the state attorney's presentation that maybe you can help us understand as a graduate of the MSU College of Law. When Ms. Heise requested an appeal as part of her presentation, was that a legal maneuver designed to prolong the process and effectively delay the ban?
You know, I'm not sure. I can't get into the heads of the attorneys, but, you know, I look forward to the day that all of our citizens are treated equally. And although justice was delayed, I am confident that it will not be denied.
It was kind of a technicality, though. The reason I bring it up is that it seems that the Attorney General referred to that in his letter to you, basically saying, look, this is going to be appealed, even if the judge rules for the plaintiffs. I'm just wondering if that wasn't baked in the cake. The delay wasn't baked in the cake once the state's attorneys basically said, hey, we're going to appeal this even if you vote against us, even if you decide against us.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise if the Attorney General did appeal a decision that did not go in his favor, but that's a decision that he would have to make. The fact of the matter is that letter was issued at the 11th hour with the intent to bully and intimidate local clerks, and it didn't happen in Ingham County. I was not intimidated, and I will not back down to a bully like the Attorney General.
Barb Byram is the Ingham County Clerk. Barb, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.